Simple.
It is a hump day, and it is a big celebration day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
That's right. J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Simulula? What is happening, playa?
Mr. Brown?
Yeah, the big celebration is today. The parade is today in Cleveland. I'm not going to be in the parade. I wasn't invited.
You're here.
Yeah, wow. I wasn't invited. Wow.
What happened?
I don't know. Wow. I wasn't invited. I don't know what happened.
Not even a call saying
nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. All that you did.
All your hard work.
All that work. All that work. Yeah.
All your fragrant clothing that you put on day after day.
Yeah. Everything. Everything. Nothing. Nothing from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great parade. Which float will the refs be on?
Wow. They didn't get a call either.
I don't know. They might have gotten a call.
They did not get a call.
Yeah, if I see them.
Just because the calls didn't go the way of Golden State Warriors.
No, Sib. You know, I don't know a whole lot.
I know some things.
I don't know a lot, but when I know some things, I know what you've heard. Sib, I saw some things. Sib, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Steph Curry was just standing there. Wait a minute,
standing there. He was not just standing there, man. He fouled, man.
What floor are they going to have? When do they come through?
What, the refs?
The refs, man.
LeBron did it the old-fashioned way, as they used to say.
He cheated.
He earned. Did not cheat.
LeBron. And coming out the Oracle Arena, Sid, that's all you heard. Refs cheated.
That's all they had. Okay. That's all they had to work with.
All right. Okay. Let's start off and deal with this Orlando guy. Bartine, the guy who shot up the club and killed all those people. What do we know now?
There's a new notch in this post here.
Okay.
And there is a man who is saying that he was the lover of the shooter of the nightclub in Orlando, the Pulse nightclub. And the man who claims to be the former lover of the shooter said the gunman had rage against Puerto Ricans. The man had an interview with the Noticias Univision, and he was identified as Miguel. Mm-hmm. Said that he was Mateen's lover for 2 months and had been questioned by the FBI in the wake of the massacre. He said, we never took a picture together, and it wasn't because he didn't want to. He said one time they were in bed together, he took his phone to take a selfie, and he grabbed his arm and told him not to because they were not a couple. He said that the shooter was attracted to Latinos but disliked Puerto Ricans. He didn't like Puerto Ricans because he had an unprotected threesome with men he met at Pulse, and one of the men who was Puerto Rican, he was told, had HIV.
And this was revenge.
He said that they are still working to track down the man's story, according to the FBI. The FBI will only say that they have questioned the man. And he was disguised in the interview. His voice was changed, as well as he appeared to be wearing a mask and makeup in the video interview.
Meanwhile, another man says that he told the FBI about Martine back in 2014.
This is another person that has come forth in the wake of the investigation.
And it looks like he came by the club earlier, before it closed, to stake it out. To stake out the security.
Much to his wife's horror, she said that he was angry. He left the house, and that's when she believes that he went to the club.
And then he went to the club just as the club prepared to close on Sunday morning and started shooting.
That's when the madness began.
Hmm. Did she say she knew he was gay?
No.
The wife?
The first wife, the ex-wife, says she believed that he was, and that's, you know, his father used to talk about him, but the current wife, or the wife that he had when all this went down, did not.
The father just called him names, that was part of the
conversation. Jay, was that the father did call the son gay.
Okay. Now, in other bad news, what's happening with Gladys's Chicken and Waffles in Atlanta?
Well, Gladys's son,
Shanga,
is apparently in trouble with the feds. And he is now, all of the restaurants have been closed.
And raided?
And raided by the feds, yes. And they say that it has to do with taxes. Stealing from the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
The Department of Revenue says that her son, Changa, is accused of stealing tax money from several of the chicken and waffle restaurants for his own personal use. And Changa Hankerson is accused of stealing more than $650,000 in sales and withholding taxes for personal use. After penalties and interest, they say the total amounts to more than $1 million.
Changa been arrested?
And they say that they are working with his attorney to have the businesses up and running again as soon as possible.
And Gladys? How's she doing?
Is not suspected of any criminal
activity. No investigation of Gladys?
No. No.
Poor Gladys. Poor Gladys. Shanga.
Just really sad. You know, the word came down yesterday that they had chained up all the restaurants.
All three of them.
The restaurants were raided.
And Bernie Sanders accidentally went to the wrong luncheon.
This is not the meeting. I mean, who?
It was the Republican lunch, sir. It was a Republican lunch.
GOP.
The Democratic lunches.
I'll have a butterscotch pudding.
We don't have butterscotch here. Nothing brown here.
He thought he was He thought he was at the early bird special.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I'll have a Jell-O.
Nothing sweet.
I'll have an unsweetened tea. Yeah, okay. Unsweetened.
Okay.
Sweetened.
Because there's nothing sweet here with the Republicans, Bernie.
And I'll have a mint. One mint.
That's it?
Fruit cocktail, sir.
You're on a budget.
And I'll have a... I'm not... Wait. What? Who? Where?
Down the hall.
This is... Well, then who?
He walked into the wrong... He walked into the wrong meeting. And not just a wrong meeting. A Republican luncheon.
You said you wanted to work with both sides of the aisle, Bernie.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
It sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, doesn't it?
Bernie Sanders walks into a Republican room full of Republicans.
It's over now, man. If it's not over now, it's over. It's really over.
Meanwhile, does Donald Trump have $300 or $500 million in cash to spend on his campaign?
I don't think he has it.
He needs to go to the pawn shop and hock some things.
Well,
because he needs some cash.
He's got plenty of stuff in that apartment.
He said he ain't got it. He said he has it.
He says
no.
He said,
send me some money, but or I can I'll just do it myself. It.
All that gold and gaudy stuff that he needs to gather that up, go down to the pawn shop like everybody else, call WeFixMoney.com.
That's right.
Because he needs
He needs some money right now.
That's
funny now.
they say he needs $300 to $500 million to continue his campaign, and they think he only has maybe about a million. He needs cash. Now he may be worth billions on paper,
but what he needs is cash.
He needs cash.
The wham, the walking around, the pay the people.
He needs some of that wham. He needs some of that folding money.
Yes. Yes. Rubber band.
He doesn't even need...
He need rubber band money.
He doesn't even have enough to fill a real good Greens rubber band.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Boy. Mexicans are laughing at him now, aren't they?
Oh, man.
That wall's going to be very low.
Are you going to pay for that wall now, Mr. Trump?
Mr. Trump. Mr.